Lawmakers tried to tease out more information from him about what his investigation found. While Mueller revealed very little information not already in the report, President Trump had plenty to say about the day's proceedings. He defended the Republicans at the hearings, who defended him and his presidency.
They were really defending our country. More than anything else, they were defending our country. But they were warriors, and they've been warriors for a long time. And everybody knew it was a hoax, especially the Democrats.
And he had strong criticism for Mueller and the work his team did.
I think Robert Mueller did a horrible job, both today and with respect to the investigation. But in all fairness to Robert Mueller, he had nothing to work with.
Mueller emphatically denied that the probe was a witch hunt or a hoax. At the end of the day, very little new information had come out, except that Mueller's team chose not to subpoena the president because they did not want a long legal battle. Mueller also noted it is against Justice Department policy to indict a sitting president. A suspected al-Shabaab suicide bomber killed at least six people and injured six others, including the mayor of the Somali capital, Mogadishu. Security officials said the bomber attacked officials meeting at the local government headquarters there Wednesday. Al-Shabaab is claiming responsibility for the attack. The terrorist group says it was targeting the UN special envoy to Somalia, James Swan, who had been at the building earlier in the day. Swan has strongly condemned the attack. At a news conference shortly after the bombing, Somalia's information minister said two district commissioners and three regional directors were among the dead. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. North Korea fired two projectiles off its east coast. South Korea's military said this on Thursday. It is Pyongyang's latest provocation amid stalled nuclear talks. South Korea's Joint Chiefs of Staff and said that projectiles were launched from North Korea or near North Korea's eastern city of Wonsan and traveled approximately 430 kilometers. The statement by South Korea's Joint Chiefs of Staff did not elaborate what kind of projectiles were launched. The North Korean launch could further delay nuclear talks with the United States. U.S. officials have said they would like to begin working-level talks as soon as possible. Last week, North Korea threatened to resume intercontinental ballistic testing and nuclear tests if the U.S. and South Korea go ahead with planned joint military exercises. Boeing has warned it may end its production of its 737 MAX jetliners, a fleet which has been grounded since the second of two fatal crashes in mid-March. U.S. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin says President Trump is Boeing's corner, or isn't Boeing's corner.
President likes the 757. You know, kind of, he thinks it's a great line, whether they want to do that in addition to or anything else. But obviously, that's up to Boeing to decide. But I think the most important issue is Boeing's a very strong company. They got a lot of cash flow. They got to fix this issue so that we are sure that it is safe.
Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin. The U.S. Justice Department says that it is opening sweeping antitrust investigations into big technology companies, looking into whether they've suppressed competition and harmed consumers. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
The Justice Department says it wants to ensure that Americans have access to free markets and that companies compete on merit and remain responsive to consumer demands. Although it didn't name any companies, it's assumed that targets will likely include Apple, Amazon, Google, and Facebook, which were the subject of congressional hearings last week. While some lawmakers are calling for legislative or regulatory changes, one Wall Street analyst, Dan Ives of Wedbush Securities, says he thinks there will be just some tweaks and some penalties, but no big structural changes for the big tech companies. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
Sudan's military said it has arrested the army chief as well as several senior officers over a foiled coup attempt. It was a second coup attempt reported this month. Earlier, the military council, which took over the country after overthrowing longtime leader Omar al-Bashir in April, said it arrested at least 16 active and retired military officers over an attempted coup on July 11th. The attempt comes as a ruling military council has negotiated a power-sharing deal with protest leaders to form a joint civilian-military governing body. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
All the hits and more, right here on VOA 1.